Picture yourself standing in a sunny village marketplace in Africa. You hear laughter and chatter all around. In this village, everyone knows each other and helps one another, almost like one big family. Do you know the secret ingredient that makes this village so happy and kind? It's called Ubuntu. Have you heard that word, Ubuntu? It might sound like the name of a new game, but it's actually a very important idea from Africa. Ubuntu means I am because we are. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we journey through big ideas from different faiths and cultures. I'm your host, Laura. I'm so excited about today's adventure. Together, we'll explore what Ubuntu means and how you can practice it in your own life. Faithfully Explore is the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around a global track. Filling up our belief backpack. What is Ubuntu exactly? Ubuntu is a special word from the Zulu and Xhosa languages of South Africa, and it's all about togetherness. It's sometimes translated as I am because we are, or a person is a person through other persons. In other words, we need each other to be who we are. Try saying Ubuntu with me on three. Ready? One, two, three. Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Great job. Ubuntu reminds us that we are stronger together. Like pieces of a puzzle make a beautiful picture when they come together. Let me tell you a story that shows Ubuntu in action. Once, a researcher visited a village in Africa and invited children to play a game. He put a basket full of fruit under a tree and said, "Whoever reaches the basket first gets all the fruit." Can you guess what happened? When he shouted, "Go!" all the kids grabbed each other's hands and ran toward the tree. They all arrived at the same time, then sat down and shared the fruit equally. The researcher was surprised. Any one of those kids could have run ahead to win everything for themselves. So he asked, "Why did you all run together when one of you could have had all the treats?" A young girl answered simply, "Ubuntu." How can one of us be happy if all the others are sad? Take a moment to think about that. How can one of us be happy if others are sad? That's Ubuntu in a nutshell. When we care about each other's happiness, everyone wins. Ubuntu has its roots in southern Africa. Places like South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. But its message is universal. People all around the world can practice Ubuntu because it's really about being a good neighbor and a good friend. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a famous South African leader, described Ubuntu as the idea that my humanity is bound up in yours. Each person is a light, and when we help someone, our light shines brighter too. Ubuntu teaches us that you can't be a human in isolation. We become our best selves through others' love and support.
Does Ubuntu mean we have to share everything?
Great question. Ubuntu doesn't mean you can't have your own things or be your own person. It means when we make choices, we think about others too. In some African villages, important decisions aren't made by just one person. Instead, the whole community talks together under the shade of a big tree until they find a solution everyone likes. This teaches fairness and listening to others' ideas. In an Ubuntu community, people live in peace by watching out for one another. If one family's house needs repair, all the neighbors might come over to help rebuild it. If someone is sick, everyone takes turn bringing them meals. Sharing and hospitality, which means welcoming guests, are huge parts of Ubuntu. In fact, Nelson Mandela, president of South Africa and a hero for justice, once gave 1/3 of his salary to a children's fund to help kids in need. That's a real life example of Ubuntu from a great leader. He shared what he had to lift others up. Can you think of something kind you did recently or something kind someone did for you? Maybe you helped your siblings tie their shoes, or a friend cheered you up when you felt down. Those are Ubuntu moments. When you go, "Aw, that was nice." That's Ubuntu shining. All right, stand up tall. Reach your arms out wide like you're trying to hug the whole world. Now shout Ubuntu and give yourself a big hug. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ubuntu! Great. Feel that warmth? That's a hug from the inside, knowing we're all in this together. Let's take a trip in our minds. You can close your eyes if you want. Get comfy. Take a deep breath. In for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Big breath out for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That always makes me feel calmer. Imagine you wake up in a small village in southern Africa. The sun is just rising over clay huts with thatched roofs. You rub your eyes and step outside your home. The air smells like breakfast cooking on outdoor fires. You hear friendly voices.
Good morning.
Everyone greets each other by name. You feel safe and loved because you know every person here cares about you. Someone starts beating a drum. Can you drum on your lap or clap to the beat? Feel free to dance in place. Do a little foot stomp and wiggle your shoulders. In Ubuntu, when one person dances, everybody joins in. Great dancing, everyone. You looked like joyous kids in the village. You see a little boy trip and scrape his knee. 3 adults rush to help. One brings water, another a clean cloth, and another hugs him until he stops crying. Now the sun is setting. The village gathers around a crackling fire for their evening storytelling, just like we gather in this podcast. You sit among children and elders, and you feel the warmth of belonging. One of the elders begins to tell a tale. This is what Ubuntu is all about. Being human together. Take a final deep breath. Now slowly open your eyes. You visited an Ubuntu village. How did it feel? If it made you feel happy or cozy, that's the power of imagining a world of Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a beautiful idea from the cultures of Africa. Many different faiths teach us to care for others, just like Ubuntu. Let's walk across this friendship bridge and see some examples. In the Christian faith, Jesus taught, love your neighbor as yourself. That means treat people with the same kindness and care you'd want for yourself. Sounds like Ubuntu, right? If your neighbor is hungry, you feed them as you feed yourself. If they're hurt, you help them. Christians believe that by loving and helping others, they're showing love for God. Ubuntu and Christianity remind us to be compassionate and unselfish. Buddhism teaches a lot about kindness and understanding. One big idea in Buddhism is compassion for all living things. Buddhists believe in interdependence, meaning everything and everyone is connected. They say that just like different parts of a tree share the same roots, all people, animals, and nature share a connection. Because of this, showing compassion is super important. A Buddhist might think, if my friend is unhappy, I can't be fully happy because we are connected. Does that ring a bell? It's just like Ubuntu. In fact, Buddhism teaches that being compassionate to others also brings you happiness, because we're all one big family on Earth. It's as if many rivers of belief flow into one big ocean of love and unity. Ubuntu is like a bridge that connects us across cultures. It tells us that regardless of what you believe or where you come from, kindness, empathy, and community are keys to a happy life.
It's like the whole world is saying, be good to each other, in a bunch of different ways.
You got it. That's the friendship bridge of Ubuntu values. We're all holding hands on that bridge. It's game time! We're going to make sure you get these Ubuntu ideas. This game is called Ubuntu or Not Ubuntu. Here's how it works. I'll describe a situation. If you think the person is acting with Ubuntu, being kind, caring, or community-minded, I want you to shout, Ubuntu! Throw your hands in the air like you're celebrating a goal. But if it's selfish or unkind, I want you to say, no way, and cross your arms in front of you. All right, let's play. Situation one. Emma sees her classmate Kayo forgot his lunch. Emma decides to share half of her sandwich with Kayo so he won't be hungry. Is that Ubuntu or not Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. Sharing food so no one stays hungry is totally Ubuntu. Situation two. Liam has a big box of crayons. Another kid in art class doesn't have any crayons, but Liam says, these are mine, and refuses to share. Ubuntu or not?
Not Ubuntu.
Right, that's not Ubuntu. Keeping everything to yourself and letting someone feel left out or sad is the opposite of Ubuntu. Situation three, during a class project, Maria does all the work herself and doesn't let her teammates help because she wants all the credit. Ubuntu or not?
Not Ubuntu.
Correct, not Ubuntu. Teamwork is an Ubuntu value. If Maria practiced Ubuntu, she would collaborate and let everyone contribute. Situation four. You got a new board game for your birthday. Instead of playing alone, you invite your siblings or friends to play with you because you know it'll be more fun with everyone.
Ubuntu.
Absolutely Ubuntu. Sharing fun and experiences so everyone can be happy together is very Ubuntu. How can one of us have fun if others are left out, right? I see a lot of Ubuntu champions out there. Give yourself a high five or a pat on the back. In fact, if you're listening with someone, give them a high five too. Say, thanks for playing with me. Remember, the real game is in everyday life. Keep an eye out for chances to say, yes, that's Ubuntu. Or, that could use a little bit more Ubuntu. And you can turn things around with your actions. Which is exactly what we're doing in this week's challenge. Are you excited to live out Ubuntu this week? This challenge will help you take all this warm, fuzzy Ubuntu feeling and share it in the real world. We're calling it 1 week of We Ubuntu Challenge. Your goal is to practice Ubuntu every day for 1 week. That means doing something kind or helpful for someone else each day and noticing how it makes both of you feel. Here are a few ideas to get you started. Share or give. It could be sharing a toy with a sibling, offering half your cookie to a friend, or donating an old jacket to someone who needs it. Sharing what you have, big or small, is pure Ubuntu. Help out. Look for one helpful thing you can do each day. Maybe you help your parents by cleaning up without being asked, or you help a classmate struggling with a math problem. It could be as simple as holding the door for someone. Small acts of help can make a big difference. Empathy minute. Each day, take 1 minute to think about how someone else might be feeling. Is your friend nervous about something? Is your sibling sad or bored? If you can cheer them up or support them, Maybe draw a picture for a family member who's tired, or give a hug to someone who had a rough day. Showing empathy, understanding others' feelings, is Ubuntu in action. You can write or draw what you do each day on the printable available at faithfullyexplore.com. At the end of the week, talk with your family or friends about it. How did practicing Ubuntu make you feel? How did it make others feel? Did you notice more smiles? More trust? Maybe a new friendship? Sometimes the smallest acts of Ubuntu can light up someone's whole day. And guess what? I'd love to hear about your experiences, which brings me to Laura's bonus challenge. Share your Ubuntu story with me. Ask a grown-up to help you send in what you did. Are you up for the Ubuntu challenge? I know you can do it. You're part of our Faithfully Explore family, and I bet you'll spread Ubuntu like sunshine wherever you go. We've explored a lot today. Let's pause and pack away the most important lessons from Ubuntu into our belief backpack so you can carry them with you. We're all connected. Just like an invisible string ties all people together, Ubuntu teaches that no one is an island. I am because we are. Every kind act ripples across the community. When you do good, it spreads to others, and it often comes back to you. Everyone matters. In an Ubuntu world, each person is precious, from the youngest to the oldest, from the strongest to the weakest. No one can say, "I don't need you," because we all need each other to be whole. Just like every part of a body has an important job, every person has something special to contribute. Treat everyone with respect and dignity. Your smile or kind word could mean the world to someone. Share and care. Life is happier when we share what we have and care for those around us, whether it's sharing food, knowledge, or time. Ubuntu says, "What's mine is yours. We're in this together." It means being hospitable, welcoming others, and making sure no one is left out or left hungry. Kindness and generosity create a strong, loving community. These three lessons will help keep you steady and guide you to do what's right. Go ahead and zip up your belief backpack now so those lessons stay safe with you. Now it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show, story time. We're going to hear a real African folktale that teaches Ubuntu values. This story comes from a country in Africa called the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it's called The Value of a Person. Folktales like this were traditionally told around evening fires to teach children important lessons. As you listen, you will hear different parts of the body. When you hear a body part move in the story, move your own body part in that same way. Let's try a practice. The kids clapped their hands after hearing the music. Did you clap your hands? All right, keep listening. Once upon a time, all the parts of the human body got together for a big meeting. They wanted to choose the leader of the body. As soon as the meeting started, different body parts began to boast and argue about who was the most important. First, Head spoke up.
"I should be the leader,"
Head declared proudly.
"I sit up top and carry the brain. I'm the smartest. I help us think and see and hear. Without me, none of you would know what to do."
The head wobbled with self-importance. "Everyone wobble your head." The other body parts murmured. "It's true. The head holds the brain and the eyes." Suddenly, someone in the crowd shouted,
"Wait a second, Head. You also get terrible headaches and you often have lice in the hair. You're not that perfect."
The body parts decided,
"Head, you're smart, but you have faults. You cannot be our leader."
The head frowned. Next hand raised itself high.
"I should be leader because I do everything,"
said hand.
"I help us eat. I throw a ball, write with a pencil, and if we're in danger, I can even defend us. I'm strong and useful.
The hand flexed its fingers confidently. Can you flex and wiggle your fingers? The body parts murmured again.
True, hand, you are handy.
They chuckled, but then someone pointed out.
Sometimes you hit people or touch things you shouldn't. You also drop things and make mistakes.
So the body said.
No, hand, you can't be the leader either.
And the hands lowered quietly. Then eyes blinked and spoke up.
What about us, the eyes? We help everyone see where to go. Without us, you'd walk into walls and step in mud puddles.
The eyes fluttered, feeling important. You try fluttering your eyelashes. Others quickly reminded the eyes.
Yes, but eyes, you also sometimes look at things you shouldn't, like peeking at the neighbor's test answers or looking jealously at other people's toys. You can't lead us.
The eyes felt teary and stayed quiet. It seemed that no one could pass the test of being perfect enough to lead. Finally, a very small, quiet voice spoke up. It was, well, let's call him Bottom. Bottom shyly said,
I would like to be the leader.
The whole body burst into laughter. The heart was guffawing, the lungs wheezed with chuckles, the hands were clapping in amusement, head snorted.
You? The bottom? The lowest of us all? What could you do as leader? You just do bathroom stuff.
They all laughed and laughed at Bottom. Bottom felt insulted, he said.
If you won't even consider me, I'll show you how important I am. Let's see how you all manage without me.
And with that, Bottom closed up tight, refusing to do his usual job. He stomped out of the meeting and went home. The other body parts shrugged and decided to continue their lives without Bottom. At first, everything was fine. They all thought.
Who needs Bottom? We're doing great.
But on the second day, things started feeling uncomfortable. The stomach was full and achy. By the third day, the whole body began to slow down. The head felt dizzy and lightheaded. The eyes got blurry. Hands and feet felt weak. By day four, it was a crisis. The belly was terribly bloated and painful, full of stuff that needed to get out. The body was sick. None of the other parts could fix this problem. Only Bottom could. But Bottom was on strike. Finally, on day five, all the body parts cried out,
Enough! We were wrong!
They hurried to Bottom's house. Head bowed apologetically. Hand knocked on Bottom's door. They all begged.
Dear Bottom, we are so sorry. We realize now that you are just as important as any of us. Please come back and be our leader. You're the only one who can get things flowing again.
Bottom was silent for a moment. Then the door creaked open. Bottom agreed to help. He returned to his place on the body, and with a great effort, he released everything that had been stuck. Immediately, the tummy ache went away. The blood flowed, the head cleared, the whole body felt light and healthy again. Everyone cheered for Bottom, their new brave leader who had saved the day. From that time on, all the body parts worked together, respecting each other. No part ever said another part was useless, because they learned each part plays a very important role in making the body work. And so, dear friends, the moral of the story is, nobody should ever say someone else doesn't matter. Every person is important in their own way. Just like every part of the body needs the others, every member of a community needs the others. A family, a class, a team, a village, they work best when everyone is respected and included. Next time, explorers will meet Amaterasu, the Shinto sun goddess, who once hid in a cave and left the world in darkness. Listen next week to hear why she came out. We'll celebrate her return with a sun salutation, stretching, folding, and rising with our breath like the dawn. get ready to shine bright in our next adventure of Faithfully Explore. Wow, what an episode this has been. Thank you for staying with me through this journey. Remember how we said, I am because we are? I am a happy podcast host because you are here, curious and caring. We're kind of an Ubuntu family ourselves. I couldn't do this without you, so thank you. As we wrap up, let's recall our weekly challenge. Don't forget to practice Ubuntu this week. Share, help, and show empathy. I challenge you to be the reason someone smiles each day. And notice how it makes you smile, too. Before we say goodbye, let's do one more thing together. Put your hand on your heart. Can you feel it beating? Say this out loud. I am because we are. I am because we are.
I am because we are.
That's our Ubuntu promise. Keep that in your heart. Until next time, remember, you're never alone. We're all connected, and there's a whole world of friends and helpers out there. This is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying goodbye for now. Or as they say in Zulu, one of the languages of Ubuntu, Sala Kale. Keep that curious spirit shining and keep spreading Ubuntu wherever you go.